Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! How exciting is this? We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur Ol Asriyah of Marna Rav Zatzal. And now we're going to be learning the Pasuk today of, it's also a Pasuk in Tehillim. It actually got to Tehillim before it got to the Siddur. Somebody once said that what's the big chachma of David HaMelech to write Tehillim? They could just go to the Siddur and copy. Right? But we all get the joke because the Siddur copied from David HaMelech. David HaMelech didn't copy from the Siddur. Okay, I'm glad that we all understand that. So the Pasuk says, Tnu oz lelo kim, al Yisrael ga'avaso, v'uzo bashchokim. Attribute might to Hashem, whose majesty hovers over Israel, and his might is in the heavens, in the clouds, however you render that. So the Tnu Oz Lelokim, in the previous Pasuk, it talks about the Yitain Bekolo Oz. So the Ibn Ezra says that the mighty voice, the Kolo Oz, this mighty voice will proclaim that the power that the Goyim had over the Jews was not theirs. It was given by Hashem. So that's the Tnu Oz Lelokim. That power that they had, explains the Alshich, was given by Hashem and is not their own. Al Yisrael Gavaso. So, whose majesty, whose pride is over Israel. In other words, Hashem can only have pride when the Jewish people are acting as we should, as the Arizal says. And then he shows his majesty and his pride by acting generously, as the Ibn Ezra says, and by making them triumphant over their enemies, as the Rashbam says. And this foreigner brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, Memtes Gimel, that Yisrael Asher B'cha Espoar. So those are the various Mefarshim. The Malbim says, Tnu, Omnam Anhagazu Nisis Lo Yanik Hashem Rak Bishvil Yisrael K'shem Ruyim Lazal Pima Asehem. So it's when it's talking about a Hanhaga Nisis, when we have these miracles, as spoken about in the previous Psukim, these miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the Jewish people, this is only going to be when we're Roy Lazal Pima Asehem, when we are fitting based on our deeds. L'chein Omar Tnu Oz Lelokim She'atem Tachinu Es Atzmechem B'Masim Tovim. Give strength to God by doing good deeds, and through this you give Hashem strength. Because Al Yisrael Gavaso V'Uzo Bashchakim, explains the Malbim, Hanhogas Hashem Al Shem Apele V'Anisim Nikr B'Kisve HaKodim Shem Geus Hashem. When Hashem does miracles, that's called Hashem's Geus, Hashem's pride, Hashem's might, Hashem's majesty, because He shows His majesty by overcoming Teva. And this Hanhaga is Kvua Bashchakim, which is above the Mashamayim and the Marechas, above the whole system of nature. And that's what it means, Gavaso V'Uzo Asher Bashchakim. So He's going to be Manig Hanhaga Nisus Al Yisrael, that if we're Zoche, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all of these miracles for the Jewish people. As we see previously in the Perek, Siva Elokecha Uzecha Uza Elokim Zupal Talanu, that You decreed Your might, this might Hashem You made for us, Mechalecha Al Yerushalayim L'chayavim Lachim Shai, out of Your Beis HaMikdash and onto Yerushalayim, the king is going to give You tribute, Ga'ar Chayas Kone Adas Abirim Beglei Amim Misrapes Baratze Kesef Bizar Amim Kravus Yechpatsu, destroy the beast of reeds, the assembly of bulls among the calves of the nations, who ingratiates himself for pieces of silver, who scatters nations and desires battles. And then nobles are going to come from Egypt, and Cush is going to hasten its hands to Hashem. Kings of the earth are going to sing to Hashem, to the rider upon the lofty of his primeval heavens. He bestows with his voice, a mighty voice. So as the Ibn Ezra says, where do they have their koach for before they, now they're coming to the Jewish people, where do they have their koach before? And they all realize now it's from Hashem, and all the miracles does, the wonderful things they do, the wonderful things Hashem does, we have to attribute them to Hashem. So that's Bekitzer, some of the Mefarshim on this pasuk. Now we're going to see what Maran Harav says. Schus Yogen Aleinu, now call Yisrael.
Ruach ve'oz ve'otzma, ra'ui li'yot mimalei et kol batei nafshenu.
A strong spirit is fitting to fill all of the houses of our souls. And this shir, by the way, I didn't mention before, should be a special schus for Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel, who may or may not be listening to this shir in the background, that she should be zocha to be a tzadekes, like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, Emir Tishem. Hashem should bless her, and she be zocha to a chasan, and banim, ubnei banim, oskim b'torah b'mitzvahs, and beautiful children, zera berech Hashem. She should be healthy and happy, and she should have ruach hakodesh. She should always have good friends, and good food to eat, and nice clothing to wear, and she should always be beautiful inside and out. Emir Tishem, I'd be as gold tzedek. And I should dance at her grandchildren's wedding, as should she. All right. Anyways, that's for her, and also a special schus for Gila Shoshana Bas Necha Gittel. She should be zochet to have beautiful children, Zara Shel Kayama, Zara Dili Yivsuk, Dili Yivtum, Zgomi Araisa.
Okay.
So that goes on what we already learned, and what now we're going to learn, Viter. So there should be this great spirit in all of our souls. When should we have the spirit of power?
Be'et asher anachnu samim elibeinu et ha-magamot ha-gdolot.
When we recognize and appreciate the great purpose. This is in the Sidur Olat Riya, page Reish Yud Zayin.
Mele'ot ha'on, filled with power.
Ha'olchot u'mitmalot b'shetef ha-mif'al la-gadol shel ma'asei Hashem b'chol ma'archei ha-briya kulam.
That go and fill with this great stream the act of God and all of creation.
In other words, when we notice the great power of Hashem in creation, the might of Hashem, where everything is all leading us to this greater place, but filled with might, filled with power.
So we should be filled with the spirit of power ourselves.
You look at nature and you see the kochos adirim in nature and the energy of the sun and the, just, I mean, I'm not a scientist, not a ani lo scientist, lo ben scientist, but I did pass the 9th grade biology regents. I just want to put that down for the record in case anybody has any doubts about that. But somehow, I don't know, you know, MIT wasn't offering me academic scholarships to go just because I got a 75 in the bioregions. You know what I mean? Weren't so impressed. But maybe because I didn't offer, because I didn't apply. Maybe it was because I didn't apply. Who knows? Who knows? Unlikely. All right. In any event, but if you study science and you just see the amount of power and energy there is in the creation, it's the wonder.
Omnam yachad ima oz hazeh, but together was this strength.
Hamurgash bechol ayakum b'emdato v'siduro, that is felt in all of the yakum, in all of the universe, and its order, its sidur. Like my Rosh Yeshiva used to say, many years ago I was in a yeshiva for a while, it's in Or Samech, close to a year, and the Rosh Yeshiva there of Nata Shulah Shlita used to say, if there's seder, there's a mesader. See, there's Seder. Seder in the Bria. If there's Seder, there's Mesader. Asherei, which praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehila
LeDavid Aramim Cholohai HaMelech V'Aruchashim Chol HaMed. It's a Seder. Because if there's a Seder, there's a Mesader. God made that order.
B'chuka V'Aisonim U'V'Toldosev and Aflos.
Together with this strength that's felt in all of the universe, in its great orderliness, with its powerful laws, the laws of physics and the laws of biology and the laws of astronomy and the laws and the so many laws. And they're powerful.
V'chukov ha'itonim.
U'v'toldosim and aflos, and what it produces, the wonders it produces.
Halo geut Hashem izorachat ba'olam Yisrael.
The glory of God, the pride of God comes from the Jewish people. Mi mifleotav arabim asher konen be'am zu yatzar lo. Am zu yatzar diliti latita pisaperu kmo shekedu b'pasuk b'Yeshayahu. From the great wonders that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established in this nation that He created, b'toldato v'kiyumo, in its genealogy and in its existence, b'chol alilotav u'me'alchav, in all of its deeds, in all of its ways, b'sii govho, in the height of its achievement, u'b'shefer yiridato, and when it goes down, b'tikvotav v'tzviyato amle'a chazon pilei plaim, in its hope and its anticipation, its full anticipation, that is filled with wondrous visions. Am Yisrael, what we've done, what's happened to us, the miracles. What did the Yavid say 400 years ago? That the miracle of the existence of the Jewish people is greater than all the miracles of creation, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that were still here. That was 400 years ago. It was before World War I and World War II, and before the Independence War, and before the Six Day War, and all the wars. And we're here. Wonder of wonders. It's a wonder. Kal Yisrael. That's Geus Hashem. You see the one Hashem, that's the Kiddush Hashem. You see, it's Kal Yisrael. Look at his people. It's like, you know, if my son gets into MIT. The only type of MIT I'd want my son to get into is the Moiridike Institute for Talmud. That's it. Let him learn Talmud. I'm nothing against MIT. It's very nice. You go, get a degree. Very impressive. You learn a lot. It's Chochmas HaBoyre, it's Chochmas HaTeva. You can get a good job afterwards. It's all good. But if my son went to Imamish, he went to Chevron, he went to Panovich, went to the Mir, and he became a great Talmud Chacham, and everyone says, look at that. Look at that. That's Erman's son. And he himself is named Erman, coincidentally. It's like, wow. Gives me great cover. Gives me great gaiva. Very proud of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so proud on us that we are still here. We are still here after all these years. We even got to Israel. That's why I have such a strong accent. My daughter also, she does. She speaks English without an accent. I speak English with accent. She has English, impeccable English. Very good, she knows. Even the slang she knows. I asked her today what it means to hang out with somebody. She said, spend time together. She knows English. It's mom, it's amazing. When I was her age, what did I know? I didn't know English, I didn't know Hebrew. She knows two languages. She's fluent. All right, anyway, Zel Tochen Amare Ba'olam is Geus Hashem. We talk a Mivchon Azeh Tala Gaiva Vagdula Elokis Hinenu Shavim. So what do you have now? First, you have Tzinu Oz Lelokim. You have the power of God in nature. Give Him this power, attribute Him this power. When we notice we're filled with power that we can attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're filled with strength that we can attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we realize where it all came from, we feel the power, we feel it. So in Mele, we attribute that to Hashem. And then Al Yisrael Gavaso. But even greater than that is that God's Gaiva, God's pride, Kiviyachol, is on Klal Yisrael. And now Megai Tzurik, Mizop Nochamu, we go back and we say again, V'uzo Bashchokim. We go back to this O's that we started the Pasuk with. Why O's at the beginning of the Pasuk and then O's at the end of the Pasuk? Does it have anything to do with the Wizard of O's? U'mitoch ha'mivchan hazeh tala gava v'agdula Elohit tininu shavim al yidei koach zeh shel aspaklariyat ha'kodesh shel Knesset Yisrael. From this test, this due of pride, godly greatness, we return through this koach of this looking glass of holiness, through looking at Knesset Yisrael, after we get to Al Yisrael Gavoso, then lehakir lerakes ha'oz ha'golui b'michmenei ha'teva, not only do we recognize the O's that we find in nature, שאפשר להם להיות נזכרים בעזרת החושים, that we can sort of scan it with our senses. That's teva. That's oz le'elokim, all the power in nature. Vahigayon enoshi, and human logic. Ela hinenu olim lesfirot ha'elyonot. We go up to the highest spheres. Leginzei shchakim, to the hidden heavens, to the clouds. Shesham chivyon ha'oz, there God's strength is hidden. Visham kol ha'tchuna klalit shel ma'archei ha'avaya, misiboteha u'magamoteha, tzfuyahi v'ne'erechet. There, everything that happens, and all the system of creation, all of its causes, all of its purposes, is all there in that high hidden place. We go there. I'm saying this is like what Sidi used to say, Abba itpalel kacha. Imagine a person saying this pasuk every day and thinking of just the poetry of the words, and then thinking, no, Tuno Oz Elokim is nature. That's God's power in nature. Yisrael gav also. Oh, you go to Klal Yisrael, you see Hashem's pride in Klal Yisrael, the wonders of Klal Yisrael. And then through Klal Yisrael, you get to that Chivyon Oz, the Uzo Bashchokim. Now, Megayt Hecher and Hecher and Hecher, Yorim Gavoa, Gavoa, Ma'apilim, Hashemaima, Lashchakim, the Ginzei Shchakim. The Uzo, and then we seek even greater power, the power of all of the hidden things of creation, Bashchokim. Tnu oz lelokim al Yisrael ga'avato, and then through that, through al Yisrael ga'avato v'uzo, and then we see Hashem's even greater strength, bashchakim. Obviously, these are tifa inyanim b'siyata d'shmaya, to learn a pasuk that we say every day in davening. So I hope that you'll send me an email and you'll tell me that tomorrow morning, when you say that pasuk, that you said it with a little bit more kavana. Appreciate a little bit more. We saw various mefarshim. Then we saw the Rav. Malachim omrim. Dvarim ayu niflaim mamash. So we saw the harbe, harbe, harbe b'siyata d'shmaya. Sheshem yiten lanu et hakoach, ve'et hamoach, ve'et hasimcha, ve'et hakesef. Sheyeh kesef kedei shenuchal lechiyot. Lechiyot, la'avod Hashem. B'shvil ma tzrich kesef? B'shvil liyot b'bank? B'shvil la'avod Hashem. B'shvil latet tzedaka. שהשם יזכה אותנו בעזרת השם בכל הברכות בגשמיות וברוחניות, שנזכה לא לשכוח שסוף דבר הכל נשמע, את האלוהים ירא ואת מצוותיו שמור, כי זה כל האדם. שלום שלום, sweetest and most beloved friends.